in the house. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you doing?
We are fantastic.
Good. Great to be here as we're kind of maybe transitioning from summer into fall.
Maybe.
Don't be negative.
Yes. We're just feeling it today. We'll say we're feeling it today. We don't know how long it'll last.
Yeah.
But in the same vein, we have been taking registration for fall sports leagues. That wrapped up for most sports, but there are a few still out there. So parents take note if you missed out on that. Our Little Hoopers basketball, that's ages 5 and 6. That is closed, but I think we can take a few more kids.
Okay.
We do the older age groups for basketball a little bit later in the year.
Yeah.
So this is just 5 and 6-year-olds. Pickleball, so we are having a youth league. This is for ages 8 to 13. That registration continues through September 4th. Also, an adult league for pickleball, and that continues through August 28th. And then wrestling clinics. This is new for us.
This is much needed.
That's great to hear.
I think so.
Tristan Wheeler is our programmer who is bringing this on, and he is very excited about it. So what we're doing this fall is having clinics. You can still register for those, again, ages 6 through 12. You can register through September 7th. So they're interest clinics, kind of help people understand about the program, getting some support from the high schools, actually, for those clinics, which will be really cool. And then the actual program itself will begin in January, so help us spread the word on that. For all of our sports, we are always interested in folks who would like to coach as a volunteer for us or sponsor a team, so let us know. I would feel sure there's still some opportunities to do that. And then the other thing, we talk about our leagues a lot because they kind of start and end at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, we have sports like cycling. That would be BMX and track cycling and tennis and things that are year-round. So always, you know, look to us for that information. I'll go ahead and shout out the website, cityofrockhill.com/PRT. And then next we have an event. We were actually going to have it last Friday, and then the weather complicated things, didn't it? Right. So it's rescheduled. This is our summer send-off block party. It'll be this Friday from 4 to 8 at the Rock Hill Velodrome. Very family-friendly event. You're going to come and play carnival games, win prizes. We'll have music, a photo booth, family-friendly fun. We'll have concessions, popcorn, all the good stuff. And while you're there, we will also have some spaces set up with our staff talking about our cycling programs and kayaking and our outdoor things such as that. Also, our indoor climbing wall at Northside Center, which is just down the road here, which is open 2 Mondays a month for indoor rock climbing.
Now, do you have to register for the block party, or can you just show up?
No, it's free. Yeah,
awesome.
Just show up. So, be a lot of fun. Shout out to Maggie Linup, one of our newer programmers, for getting that event going. So she's ready to get it going. She was trying to get it going last Friday. So
she's ready for it to happen.
Please come out to that this Friday at the Velodrome from 4 to 8 p.m.
Also, Parks for Points. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really fun. This is a program that has already started, and it continues through November 1st. We have 12 of our parks that are participating in this program. And this is a process where you are going to go to each park, accomplish a very specific activity that we will give you to do, and you'll have to answer some questions while you're there, things you're probably going to see or notice. So you'll need to have your questions, you'll need to kind of have your activity ready to go. And if you complete these things, more parks and more activities and more questions, you will win points and then get prizes at the end for that. So you can learn all about this at cityofrockhill.com/parks4points, just to give you a few examples. For instance, Confederate Park, just down the road from where we are here, has a little amphitheater there.
Huh.
So I believe the activity for that park is to go and just act out a little play.
Hmm. Okay.
And then there might be some questions about the color of the stripes on the tennis courts or something of that nature. So each park has a specific thing to do. Maybe you're going to one of the parks where we have disc golf and playing disc golf. Maybe you're ask how many bridges are in this area of the park. So things like that. And I will guarantee because they're 12 very specific parks. Mm-hmm. I will guarantee that if someone does all of these, they will go to at least one park they haven't been to before.
Sure. Mm.
So we want folks to
learn something new.
Exactly.
About been
explore
to.
New parks. Maybe right. they didn't know we had disc golf at a certain park and all of that sort of thing. So we're very, very excited about this. Joe Hernandez is, again, one of our new programmers, and he's created
That's
this.
Really
so,
cool.
again, you need to kind of go on the website, get the questions, see what the parks are, but it's all at cityofrockhill.com/parks4points.
Well, Lori, one of the most anticipated things of the year is the Rock Hill Christmas Parade sign up, and that is coming here pretty quick, less than a month.
Yeah, let's talk about that for sure. The parade itself is Friday, December 4th. Begins at 6:30. It's an evening parade for anybody that's new in the area. Lots of lights are encouraged on all entries. But the important thing to know is if you want to be on the parade, in the parade, you really need to act and kind of plan ahead. The applications will open on Wednesday, September 23rd at 9 a.m. And that will be online at cityofrockhill.com/parade. If you go there now, there's lots of great information that will help you prepare to submit your application. So lots of tips about information we'll need on that application. How long is your entire entry? Is it a float or is it a walking unit? Things like that. We want to know what your theme is. But the important thing to know is last year the parade filled up in less than 2 hours.
That's crazy.
Less than 2 hours. So we're thinking this year could be the same.
So be prepared.
Even less. So again, Wednesday, September 23rd, 9 a.m. We have lots of new things going on at the parade this year. We're going to have some float awards and things like that. We'll come back another morning, actually.
Absolutely.
And talk more about that if you'd like.
And I'll put a plug in there because we always on CN2 air the parade and a replay around Christmas time. Please, please, please give some good explanation of your float. Otherwise, we're just saying, hey, here's this float when we're going through and reading it. So a good explanation helps us out quite a bit. And one thing to note, too, some people may be confused. The Christmas parade, it's the Rock Hill Christmas parade. It's not part of it is not a Christmasville event. It's during Christmasville. I think sometimes there's confusion. People think you sign up during Christmas through Christmasville. You don't. You sign up through the city, through this application process right here on the 23rd at 9 a.m., and it just happens to be during Christmasville when it's happening. So I always like to clear that confusion up because people are like, well, I called Christmasville. Nope. This is the Rock Hill Christmas break.
That's
it just
right.
happens to be during
That's
Christmas
right. Show. Thank you. That was a great explanation. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Lori, thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing more about the parade when we're here next month.